setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go, coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. In short, we're helping you figure out what you're supposed to do with your life. And it has a huge, huge, huge connection to work. I think there's two areas of our lives where we are supposed to exhibit, find, make purpose happen. And that is relationally and professionally. And we talk about the relational part. We'll talk about the money part of this journey to working on purpose, doing what you were born to do. And it has a huge work component. You were created to work. It doesn't mean you're created to be workaholic, that all your identity is in your professional results. But it is a huge part of who you are. You were created to contribute. If I say that word, you go, okay, all right, okay, now I get that. This work's got a nasty connotation to a lot of people. You shouldn't. But the reality is that a lot of people have a worldview of work that, well, I work to live. I just simply work because I need money so that I can take care of the basics. Or have lots of toys, whatever the deal is. As opposed to saying, I live to work. I want to make a difference in the world. And you do that by giving your gifts away. The gift of talent, that's your hard skills and soft skills. Gift of passion, this is a love for work. There's certain types of work you just love. You know, when you think about it, you get excited. When you're in the middle of it, you feel the juice. And then the third is the gift of mission. This missional component to us, it's where our values get connected to the work. In other words, mission refers to the results we want to accomplish and or to contribute in the world. So when talent, passion, and mission are in alignment, you are on purpose. You're in your sweet spot where it just looks natural, feels natural. People say, you were born for this. So let's help you figure that out. There are seven stages to that sweet spot, if you will, to work you love. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, and then you give yourself away. You work like no one else. It's all about legacy and true meaning and contribution and significance. And success and satisfaction come along with that. 844-747-2577 is the number, coming up a little bit later in the program. We've got a couple of announcements, some fun stuff to give you, but I'm going to lead off today's show because today is National Pencil Day. First of all, before I get into this, there's a national something every day now. I don't know who started this nonsense, but every day you can literally get up and search national what is it today? It could be National Waffle Day, National Hot Dog Day. It's just always something. Well, today is National Pencil Day, which normally would come and go and I wouldn't even know. But Madison, the producer, said today's National Pencil Day. And Will, the publicist, also emailed me. And the reason is because they know I love pencils. So Joe hooked me up today with three pencils here in the studio, because I could be writing. I take notes on every phone call in my moleskin, and you could break a point of the pencil. So I got three today, but Joe got me a brand new one. And I mean, this eraser is crisp, never even been smudged.
Pristine.
It's pristine. This is a pristine pencil today. And if you watch the show on YouTube, I know you folks are listening right now via podcast or Sirius XM or the 70 plus radio stations around the country. We have an old school pencil sharpener here in the studio on the desk, and I can actually use that. It drives Joe nuts because of the sound it makes, but it's a lot of fun for me. So why am I spending all this time talking about National Pencil Day? Well, I love pencils, and I'm going to tell you why I love pencils. And then I'm going to apply it to you and your life. So years ago, I had begun the process of creating content. I'm living in Atlanta, working from home. And I had an article for a website that I was on a deadline for. And so I sat down with a moleskin, much like I've got here on the desk, and I began to write with a pen. And I'm a guy that is a bit neurotic when I write, and then I'll write maybe a paragraph or two, And I go back and I look at it and I'll kind of self-edit. So that might be a scribble, a line scratch through it, or maybe at the old curly cues scribble through some stuff. And as I was self-editing and kind of things like that, I got irritated with how sloppy the page was looking. It was like ink bombs everywhere. So I began to overthink it, as many of us do, and I got locked up. Writer's block. So I get up, I go to the kitchen, and I get a cup of coffee. Because nothing soothes writer's block like some caffeine, Joe. So I come back into my home office, and there was a cup, you know, one of those things that holds markers and pens. And I see a pencil, just one number two pencil, garden variety, just basic pencil. And I have the thought, what if I wrote in pencil? Because then, as I'm editing, I can erase, make the changes, and my page isn't all gunked up. So I grab the pencil thinking, all right, let's try this. And to my surprise, the words just started flowing. It was just all over the page. And I realized later that day what I'm about to now teach and apply to you. The simple idea of the pencil not being in permanent ink, Joe, it was not permanent. I could write, I could erase, rewrite, and it wasn't permanent. It took all the pressure off.
Took all your roadblocks away.
All the roadblock. The reason is because I had pressure. Because I was putting pressure on myself. But when I took the pressure away, the words began to flow. Now, this is how the power of the pencil applies to you. Some of you are just, by nature, a bit closer to being a perfectionist, right? You're starting a new job, launching a new product, got a new marketing pitch, sales pitch, whatever it is. First day on the job. Switching careers, and you're beginning to start that journey. And you start to go, oh gosh, I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to make a mistake. Start thinking like I started thinking the day I grabbed a pencil. And you know what I started thinking? No pressure. I'm going to make mistakes on this, writing this article. I'm just going to. I'm going to need to edit. I'm going to need to erase. I'm going to need to start over. That's okay. It's not permanent ink. It's not going to be a mess. So I think we need to grab the power of the pencil. You need to start living and working and thinking like you're doing it in pencil. Today was okay. Could have done better. This is what I do better. Okay. Get out that mental pencil. Erase. Go, here's what I should have done better. Trying a new product, launching a new business, selling something new, working on a new sales pitch, marketing pitch, designing something. I don't care what line of work you're in. If you work like you're a pencil, it takes all the pressure off. It's not permanent. Even a big mistake, it's not permanent. I can always recover. I can fix it. I can edit. I can start over. I think when you grab that, it might really set you free. It's just like my writer's block was destroyed by this beautiful little pencil. Your fears and doubts can be destroyed. Live in pencil. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Are you feeling stuck and disengaged in your current job? If you're searching for a new job for any reason, the Get Hired live stream event on April the 27th is for you. At this event, you're going to learn how to get clear on what you do best, get qualified for the job you want, and get connected to job opportunities. No matter what your situation is, there is hope. Join me on Tuesday, April the 27th to take control of your career and start working toward what you were born to do. Text the word HIRED to 33789 to learn more. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Putting purpose in talk radio. You don't need any more political talk. What you need is some encouragement. What you need is to be equipped to chase the dream. I was going to say the American dream, but I don't think it's the American dream just anymore. I think it's the human dream. Every human on the planet. I don't care what continent you're on. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care your political persuasion. I'm just going to tell you, every human being deep down at some point in their life longs to answer the question, why am I here? What should I do with my life? So I'm going to give you the 30,000 foot answer. The reason you're here is to make a difference, to live on purpose. Ken, I know, man. What's my purpose? Okay, I'll give you another 50,000 foot answer. Your purpose professionally is to use what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, your passion, to accomplish results that matter deeply to you, your mission. And when those three things are in alignment, talent, passion, mission, you're in your sweet spot, and there's multiple jobs, career paths, even multiple dream jobs in that sweet spot, or other words, contribution zone. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Hey, quick announcement. Our Get Hired event, the second version of it, big success last June, bringing it back April the 27th, coming to you live here from Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters. We're going to have 200 to 250 seats available live. So if you're within driving distance of Nashville and you want to come to the event live, bring somebody that really needs to get ahead in their process of getting hired, whether you're a starter, maybe coming out of college, maybe you're an advancer, you're trying to move up the ladder, or you're moving from maybe a couple part-time gigs to a full-time gig because COVID displaced you, or maybe you just want to transition into a completely different career. Get Hired is for all of you. It's a great gift, parents, grandparents, friends, for some of your friends and family members who just need to get ahead. They've been struggling, the job market's tough. Get Hired. The tickets start at $20. April the 27th, live stream. Watch it anywhere in the world. 8 Eastern, 7 Central. April the 27th, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Get Hired. Tickets start at $20. You can get your ticket. I'm a part of Ramsey Solutions. You can go over to DaveRamsey.com/events. DaveRamsey.com/events to get your tickets. To get more information, we have several ticket tiers. Got some bundles where you can get some of my number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, as well. So again, DaveRamsey.com/events. 844-747-2577 is the number. Kevin is going to join us in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Kevin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you. I got my number two pencil. I'm ready to go.
Oh, boy. Now you're speaking my language. All right, what's going on, Kev?
So this is a tune-up call. I called you back in November.
Okay.
And recap of that call. I'm a project manager and I want to change industries. And you encouraged me to, you know, dream and brainstorm different industries, which I picked board games and missions and church ministry. Consulted with my wife and we decided volunteer was better for us as far as ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So, which was great closure because I stopped dreaming about it and I'm serving at my church in a project manager capacity.
That's fantastic. Let me just stop you for a second because I want the audience to hear what you just said. You had multiple ideas and multiple things you were dreaming about. And after you dove into it a little deeper and talked with your wife, you both got clarity that ministry is something you're passionate about, but it's going to be personal in nature, not professional. And yet you're using your professional experience of being a project manager to serve the ministry. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
Thank you.
All right, keep going.
So my other dream is being in the board game industry as either a project manager or a product manager. So I went back to your book and started working on the web of connections. So where I'm at today is I built that list of people and I've been contacting. And that web started to actually connect me with a couple of people actually in the industry. They're not the exact role, but they actually have connections. I've done some
great
cold calls. I've used LinkedIn to actually make a connection with somebody.
Great.
I've actually found connection with people that are their fulfillment companies where they take a publisher's idea and do all the manufacturing and product development. And they're working on getting me connected to people. And as I'm doing this, I'm also, it's like, how can I volunteer to serve you and learn from you? So like a lot of game companies make play testers. So I'm signing up for play testing, but when I do that sign up, I'm saying, hey, let's take this a step further. How about I volunteer to manage your play testing?
Wow. And what's the response to that?
So a VP of a company actually wants to set up a phone call, and it's been a few days, so I gotta ping him back. I've only had one strong response for that, but then I've got a couple people that are willing to, like one person said, hey, I know some product managers. If you don't hear from me in 3 days, bug me again so we can stay connected.
Let me tell you something right now. I know you're getting to your question, but I'm telling you, folks, that's the proximity principle. You are reading the book and you're rereading it and you're applying it. And I'm telling you, Kev, you keep doing that, more stuff like this is going to pop, man. Good for you. So what's your question? How can I help?
More just one validation that I'm using the tools correctly.
I just told you that. That's beautiful. Okay, the fact that you got that VP and that other guy to say, bug me after 3 days, that's how you know you're doing it right. When somebody goes, hey, if I don't get back to you in 3 days, bug me. See, they're not giving you the old Heisman Trophy pose. They're not kind of going, oh, let's get in touch. And they have no desire to get in touch. People do that all the time because they're afraid of confrontation. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to look at anybody in 2021, or I shouldn't say nobody. Very few people are going to go, hey, listen, I appreciate the call. I can't help you. We're never going to talk again the rest of our lives. Like, nobody says that. But that's what they're thinking. And so in this case, that's really great. And you got to keep doing it, man. I love that you're offering a volunteer. What's the worst they can say? No.
If they say no, then I move on.
Yeah, I think you're doing it exactly right. You listen.
So what?
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. We got about 2 minutes.
So when I get those connections where, like, okay, I'm just trying to prepare myself. Like, I'm not interviewing for a job, but I am selling myself here.
Yeah.
So
you're just hungry. Hungry and humble, right? That's what you're doing. And you're going, hey, I want to learn from you. I'll volunteer for you. I want to shadow you. I'm just trying to stay active and keep meeting people. For the opportunity to get in. You're very open and honest about what you're trying to do. But that's where job opportunities come from. They go, man, this guy Kevin couldn't have been nicer, couldn't have been more humble, sharp. I mean, you just stay with it. This is a war of attrition. And for the men and women who decide, I'm not going to quit, then eventually it happens. The analogy I use for folks like you, Kevin, and you just have to keep going. You're really close. I think you're closer than you realize. I remember the first time my brother and I went to my grandpa's farm in Michigan, an upstate Michigan, the upper area, and I'd never seen apple trees before, right? Like, I'm probably eight, nine years of age, and I think, like every 8, 9-year-old, apples just come from the produce section of the grocery store. I mean, it's amazing. They're just always there. And so we're on the farm for the first time. We're out back, and my grandpa's walking us around. My brother's probably 6, and I'm, like, again, probably 9. And he shows us these apple trees. He goes, you boys like apples? And he pulls this little miniature green apple off the tree and pulls out his bandana and wipes it off. This is old school, right? There's no anti-back back then. We just lived, you know, straight off the daggum tree. And so we just ate that apple, and it was great. And, all I remember is he picked me up shortly thereafter and he put me on one of the lower branches and he said, are you good? You got it? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, all right, hold on. And he pulled me a little bit like this. He says, are you holding on? And basically he was helping me shake the tree. And you know what happened? A bunch of little apples fell down and we thought it was the coolest thing we'd ever seen. That's the proximity principle. Make connections. Shake the apple tree. When you're done shaking that tree, go to another tree. The opportunity is going to fall right in your lap. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, you are joining the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Kelly, who will join us in Cleveland, Ohio. Kelly, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Kelly. How can I help?
So I'm a new listener.
Well, thank you.
I have really been absorbing a lot of information that you've provided through YouTube.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm also a Dave Ramsey listener, and I just recently got out of debt entirely this past week.
Wow, Kelly, that is so fantastic. Joe, let's cheer for Kelly.
Yay.
Yeah, how much debt did you pay off?
About $25,000.
Good for you. How does that feel?
Oh my gosh. for the first time, and I can't even remember when, like, I can really dream of what my next moves are in my career, what my next moves are in my life. Anytime anyone brings up debt, I have a huge smile on my face because I don't have any.
Kelly, you just gave me goosebumps head to toe. You said, I've gone from being in debt to being able to dream.
Whew. Right.
Well, that's where I come in. That's how the Ramsey Show and the Ken Coleman Show coexist. I'm the guy that helps with the dreams and can help with that money thing too. But let's talk about the dream. What are you dreaming about? Or how can I help today?
Okay. So I work in operations and I really love where I work. I love the people. Mm-hmm. It's really the first time I've ever felt like, oh, I fit in here. Mm-hmm. However, the job itself is underwhelming.
Yeah.
And so I've been dreaming about, I took your test, what do you do best? So I listed 5-6 things that I think I do best.
Tell me those.
Writing, mm-hmm. relating with people, mm-hmm. Being creative. Mm-hmm. I'm very artistic. Mm-hmm. I love encouraging others, and I love to like dream up ideas to, I guess, make processes better.
Interesting. So hold on. So this is what you do best. You said writing, and I'm going to call that communication. Because that's what that is. It's a verbal skill. So writing, communication, relating. I love that you used relating. I think that's really good. That's, to me, the gift of connection. You're good at connecting with people. Is that correct? I don't mean networking. I mean like an actual, when you're with somebody, you just connect with people. Right?
Oh, yes.
All right. And then you're very creative. I call that imagination. These are talents, okay? And would you say that organization is a talent of yours?
I would say I am terrible with organization.
Okay, that's what's interesting to me, because you said you like dreaming up processes. Is that what you said?
Like dreaming up ideas for processes. Like I would say this fits more into my current job, where mm-hmm. I'll look at a process and see that, maybe this will work better if we do it this
way.
Okay,
great. So that's still that creative side of you. It's just, that's still imagination. You're just imagining things that are more process-driven, not so much things, right? It's more processes.
Right.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the
work.
Oh, good, because that was my next question. So here's what we've got just for exercise. Okay, I know you wrote down 5 things, but you got the talent of communication and the talent of connection. The talent of imagination. So now let's go over to passion, work you love to do. And these words, I like to put ings on these because it's kind of an active application. So we can say analyzing. You love analyzing, correct?
Yes.
Great. What else do you love doing? What kind of work? Did you write anything down on that?
Oh, heck yeah, I did. I find in my spare time, this is what I find myself doing.
Okay.
Looking up how to build a website.
Mm. That's research.
How to self-publish. Mm-hmm. How to use technology to increase, views.
Mm-hmm.
I have an affinity for breakthrough stories. I love listening to people who have come from nothing and mm-hmm. they push through to find themselves successful in whatever their whatever's in their heart.
Okay, good. All right.
I learning about myself to improve my thought processes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Good, good, good. All right. Now, mission. This is the one that's kind of tough for people, but we're working on an assessment right now, folks. This long-awaited assessment. It's the first time I'm really publicly talking about it, Kelly. But we're creating an assessment that goes much deeper than the Career Clarity Guide on my website, which is free. And it's a digital assessment online, and it just blows people's minds. It's testing great. And so what we've done with on mission, results that matter most, is really come up with six areas of results, okay? So the six areas, I'm just going to read these to you, okay? And I want you to just see, connect these words to what you wrote down for mission, results that matter most to you. Efficiency, which is about order and excellence. Achievement, which is about winning and some notoriety around your work. Solution, which is about problem solving, systems, things like that. Creation, new things, ideas, experiences. Service, it's all about assisting others, protecting others. And then finally, influence, it's all about change and progress. That's more people related. When you hear those words, if you were going to pick two, your top two, which two would you pick?
Creation for sure.
No question about it. That keeps coming up.
Yes. And I would say service and efficiency would probably be tied.
Perfect. That's perfect. There's no wrong answer here, right? So right. If you're taking this digital assessment, it would score which of those six areas of mission are higher up the ladder for you. So that's great. So with efficiency, you love order and excellence. With creation, you know, new ideas, processes, you're all about the new, kind of creating things. And then the service, that's that just that servant's heart. You want to serve others. So now that we've just gotten to know you a little better and helped you talk about yourself, let's do this real quick. What would you try tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail? I just, knowing what you know now, and don't worry about job title. Just tell me, what work would you do if you didn't have to commit to it for the rest of your life, but you knew it was going to be fun because you knew you were going to be successful? What would you do?
I would be an author. Mm-hmm. I would do it. I would just drop everything and not even think twice.
What would you write about?
Creating.
Or rather, who would you write for? Maybe that's easier to answer.
Yeah. I think writing for is probably a little bit more difficult to answer.
Okay, then what would you write? You were about ready to say it, and I interrupted you like an idiot.
It's fine. not in the last at least 5 years.
I don't care. Say it.
I wrote a story. Uh-huh. And I have 45,000 words plus or minus written, and I stopped.
Is it like a novel?
It is. It's like a sci-fi. It's like a sci-fi novel.
Okay, so here's what I want you to hear. Okay, because I only got about 40 seconds, and I got to go. But we've done the work. That's your dream job, isn't it? At the top of the mountain. Okay, so now we back down from here. We go, how do we get there? So now it changes everything. You might want to change positions in your current company because you're in what I would call the right place doing the wrong thing, meaning the job is just kind of, but you love the people and you love the place. I would try to find a different job where it's a little bit more exciting, or change your whole attitude towards this current, because now we need a day job so we can pursue the dream job. And much like I pursued radio and it took me years, you need to start writing, self-publish, write more stuff, do short stories, put it out there, get writing coaching. Hang on the line. We're going to get you help. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues to shine the light on the path to purpose for so many. Thrilled to have you with us. 844 747-257-7844, 747-257-7. Let's go to Caleb in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Caleb, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for letting me call in.
You bet.
Got a series of questions, but they all kind of come down to, I'm 11 years in the active duty military.
Oh.
I'm finishing my bachelor's degree. I have two associates. I'm married with three kids. I've been working at this bachelor's degree on and off for the past 5 years. So now that I've reached that, now I'm looking towards my next goal, which is 9 years from now, I'll be 20 years and I'll be hopefully retiring from the military. So I'm trying to plan my exit strategy now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's amazing. Let me just say, before we go any further, thank you for your service. You are a great American.
I appreciate that, sir.
Yes, sir.
The big question I have is, in the Colorado Springs area, there's lots of work here,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if I want to spend the rest of my life there.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm thinking is I'm moving to a more rural area in South Dakota. I got some family there, and there's a job, there's a company there or a business there that I would like to get a job with, but they don't know I exist. And how do I start to work towards the work in that company 9 years from now?
Yeah. Well, I love that you're 9 years ahead of the game. This is absolutely awesome. So I'm extremely confident in this plan. So here's how we do it. Next time you go to South Dakota, and you don't have to rush because you got 9 years, but I would plan a trip in the near future or whenever. Goodness gracious, it could be 2 years from now. But the point is I'd plan a trip to go see family. And when you're in town, I would go connect with some people that you have already dug into. And so here's how this works. You've got family in South Dakota, in that town where that company is. So you know everybody that your family knows. I know you don't know them yet, but you know them because you can get to them. And so I'd start with the family, and I'd have the family tell all of their friends, hey, Caleb is looking to come this way in about 9 years. And we want to begin to build some relationships with people that work over at company XYZ. And so when you go into town, start meeting with people that work over there. They may not even be hiring, but you're just meeting them, going, hey, I'm in the military. I eventually am going to move here and just want to begin to build relationships.
It's funny you should mention that. I actually am planning a trip there this summer.
Good.
I'm planning a family reunion, bringing all my family, because most of my family lives there, but I'm bringing those that live out of the state. My idea was actually to go to the company and just try and sit down with a recruiter or something and be like, if you were to hire someone in 9 years, what would be the perfect thing that you would want them to have? Is that a bad idea? Is that too forward?
It's just too specific. It's not too forward. I like the idea of you building relationships with people that are probably never leaving that town that work at that company. Do you know what I'm saying? So the family reunion is the great place to tell everybody in the family. I'd literally at one point go, hey, everybody, we've got a big announcement to make. We've decided that I'm going to stay in the military for 9 more years, and then we're going to move here. Woohoo! Everybody gets excited, right?
Right.
Unless they already know. But in my mind, this is how it is, right? You get my point. I would just make sure that everybody
Absolutely.
Knows, hey, I want to work at XYZ in 9 years.
Okay.
And so I want to begin to build relationships now because I'm way ahead of the game. So I want to get to know key people there. And really, 9 years is a long time, man. So sitting down with an HR recruiter and going, hey, 9 years from now, what do you need me to be? That's just too specific. But I would say, getting to know the HR recruiter, and if it's a small town, rural area, so these people are probably going to work there the rest of their life. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, which is pretty much the reason I want to go there.
Right. So start meeting as many people as possible at XYZ. So yeah, sit down with the HR recruiter, but go, hey, here's my training. I got two associates. I've got a bachelor's. Here's what might happen. They might go, well, we'd like to have you now. We'd like to have you in a year or two. And you go, I got to weigh that versus my military retirement.
Right.
I would just keep an open mind.
Okay.
You never know what your heart's going to tell you. I've had military men and women call me and say, hey, I'm Ken, should I stay? Should I stay in until I retire or should I get out now? And many times it's get out now. You can make more money get retirement investment. So I would just start connecting now. And I think your heart's going to tell you when and where you might fit. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear so you can get qualified. We help you get connected so you can get started. We help you get promoted so you can get the dream job to then work like no one else and give yourself away. I was telling the crew during the break, one of my all-time favorite shows when I was a kid was the original Kids Say the Darndest Things with Art Linkletter. Hilarious show, fun show. And I remember years later, I got to work with Art in my previous career when I was booking speakers and all that kind of stuff. And Art once told me, and I got to share this with the whole audience because this has nothing to do with the show other than I just want to share with you some goodness. And so Art was in his 90s and I spent about 3 hours with him in LA. I mean, this is a broadcasting legend in his office on Wilshire Boulevard. And we were talking about all the people he'd interviewed and all this kind of stuff and presidents and everything like that. And he said, you know, Ken, he said, I've said to many, many people many, many times that my favorite people to talk to are young people, kids, and old people. And he said, young people, kids, because they don't know what they're saying, and old people because they don't care. And that's really true. You know, and I'm just reminded, I got to meet a little guy out in the lobby, and I'm just reminded, you know, connecting with human beings and talking with people, talk with some kids sometimes because they're just hysterical. The things they say, so funny. And then old people, because they say some pretty funny things, but then they'll drop some wisdom bombs in the middle of saying something funny too. You know why they don't care? What Linkletter was saying, hey, they've lived, man. They've been through it. They got experience. And I think everybody needs some gray-haired people in your life, you know? Not you, Joe. You're prematurely gray. You're not old. Don't feel bad about this. Joe's got a great frock of white hair, but he's very young. He's only 37.
Oh, stop it.
Well, I made a bunch of jokes about your birthday last week, so I thought I'd give you a little bit of love.
You still owe me.
I do. But I do think it's important for all of us to always have some people in our lives that are older than us that have been through the seasons that we're going through. You just cannot put a price on wisdom. So there you go. Little extra bonus content. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Audrey, who joins us in Kansas City, Missouri. Audrey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. So I have a question. I am wanting to kind of figure out what to do next business-wise. So I teach online for a platform, but I've kind of maxed out, and I have health issues that kind of limit me on how much I can do, because if I just push through constantly, I've ended up in the wheelchair twice.
Oh, my.
There's an option of recruiting teachers, but I don't feel like that's my passion. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what I can do so I can do my other life dreams, like foster care and stuff, but still support myself at the same time.
Okay. And are you single income or double income?
Single income.
Okay. And I heard what you said. You're teaching online. Is that your sole income?
Yes, sir.
So does that mean you're basically like a contractor? Or are you your own business? Are you working for somebody and you teach online for them? Or are you just kind of a freelancer and people find you and that you teach them that way?
Well, I work on a platform, so a little bit of both. So they kind of provide some of the marketing and the platform for me to teach through. But I have to attract the parents and get my regular students and stuff.
Got it. Okay, so it's really like, your business.
It is my business, but they've done a lot of the business side of it too.
That's
if that
right.
makes sense.
Yep, totally get it now. Okay, so how many hours can you work before the physical stuff starts to kick in?
I'm kind of there. I work about 25 to 30 hours a week, and I'm kind of at my max.
A unique challenge. So that, I see why you called. That's a tough one. Here's the non-specific answer. You're already at your max output because of your physical limitations.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to figure out is how to get paid more in that same mm-hmm. 25 to 30 hours. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that now that opens up a lot of things. We go, okay, am I going to get outside of teaching? You know, does online teaching pay better than maybe online customer service? I don't know. What are you getting paid?
I'm actually this month I brought in $8,000 teaching.
Hey, yeah. That's
so
pretty
I
awesome.
Teach class sizes. Yeah. So it's good. My thing is like, if I don't teach, I don't get paid. So how can I create some type of passive income?
Oh, well, no, that's a different conversation. So I would stay, I would stay with teaching because right now you're at your max and you know, maybe some weeks you dial it down a little bit, but $8,000 a month mm-hmm. is good income. That's really good income. That's $96,000 a year gross if you're doing that every month.
Yeah.
So,
and I've been able, like, this is new to me because I was on disability. So once I got out of the wheelchair,
yeah, okay.
It's been quite the journey, but yeah.
Let's have some fun with this. What would you try if it wasn't a risk at all? Let's say I gave you some seed money or whatever, or you just tried it. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't interfere with you physically. It wouldn't interfere with the teaching. But we tried something that would be passive income eventually. Like, nothing starts as passive income. Let's just point that
right.
out. Okay.
Yeah.
So what would you try? Because I just sense that you've got a couple ideas, and I want to run those through a filter.
Yeah. So one, and I don't even know where to start, is just like trying to share my story to encourage people not to give up, because I've been battling with this since 2006, and we'll get going and then crash, and yeah, it's been quite the ride.
Do you mind me asking what the physical thing is? And if you don't want to share, you don't have to, but I'm just curious.
No, that's fine. Yeah, so I have a chronic pain condition that started in 2006 after doing Hurricane Katrina cleanup.
Oh.
And then it started in my right arm. It spread full body.
Wow.
In 2012, the spinal cord stimulator that was managing it malfunctioned. I ended up in a wheelchair, having to quit my job, all that stuff.
My goodness.
Ended up recovering. Then I was still in chronic pain, but thought no pain, no gain. So just kind of pushed through a lot. Went tubing one time at the lake, and that triggered the nervous system again, and was in full tremors again for about a year and a half.
Well, so here's what I would say. I think it's okay for you to share that story. That's going to be very hard to monetize. But if you
right.
want to start writing, or maybe, you know, sharing some videos on a YouTube page or on Facebook or on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any risk in doing that. And that might begin to build a platform for others that are dealing with that. I think that'd be good for your soul. So I think that's good therapy.
Yeah.
And I think it will encourage some people. But that's one of those things that if you start building a pretty good platform and that takes off on social, then that will indicate your, you know, that, oh, this is an option to try to, how do we now monetize this?
Mm-hmm.
But I think you've got to sit down and go, you know, what do I want to, what could I do that would be, you know, online, whether it be reselling some things, you know, getting into that where, again, you know, you're not having to do a lot of physical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can get in the resale market if you're just looking to make extra money to then fund your, you know, some of your personal goals, that's what this is all about. Then I think you try several things, because this is not so much a dream job situation. You're just trying to go, okay, I'd like to generate some more income. And of course, I would like it to eventually become passive. So I'm going to recommend a couple things. One is I would think of the products or services, things in your life that you really enjoy that maybe you're even an evangelist about to friends and family, and see if there's something in that space, you know, whether it be jewelry or skincare or whatever. I would just look to things you're already intrigued by and that you use. Secondly, there's a guy, he's an acquaintance. I've met him a few times. He's really sharp. His name is Pat Flynn, and he has a podcast. Look him up. The Passive Income Podcast. I think that's what it's called. But if you just search Pat Flynn, FLYNN, And he really is a guy who specializes in helping people start and grow passive income businesses. And I think he's really, really sharp. He's very credible. And I would recommend you listen to his stuff. And he's got some other great resources as well. All right, my time is almost up. But before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.